All right, we ready to go? Where's the clock? No clocks. All right, never mind. I'm okay. We're good. 9:08, we actually have an 8-minute bonus here. All right, we'll get started then. I'll call the meeting to order. I'd like to welcome you to the December 15th, 2023 meeting of the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board. And invite you to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. New roll call of the board members and board staff.
For board members, we have Gary Bailey.
Here.
Marshall Knox.
Mr. Knox.
Present.
Randy Flores. Nick Goodman. Krista Guzman Glover, here. Tracy Mayfield.
Here.
Brandon McFadden.
Present.
Chickie Ferentine. And for board staff, we have Frank McGolly.
Present.
Kelly Shepherd.
Present.
Rosa Rodriguez.
Present.
Carlos Terrazas.
Here.
Isabella Legowski.
Present.
Myself, Heather Santabria. We have investigators. We have Kathy Bergeron.
Here.
Ellen Bordelon.
Here.
Lisa Chavez.
Here.
Alexandra Hill.
Here.
Keegan McConnell.
Here.
And then out front, we have Amelia Heredia checking everybody in. For legal counsel, we have Elizabeth Campbell today.
Elizabeth Campbell today. Oh, there you are. Hi. How are you? I didn't see you.
Sorry.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
All right, next item up, the board may vote to go into executive session to discuss personnel matters pursuant to ARS 38-431-0.03A1 or to obtain legal advice pursuant to ARS 38431.03A3. Next item up, we're going to have discussion, consideration, possible action, approval of regular board minutes for the November 17th, 2023 meeting. Do we have a motion regarding the minutes from that meeting?
I move that we accept the minutes.
Beautiful.
I'll second it.
A motion and a second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I abstain.
One abstain. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
The abstention counts towards the quorum needed.
Okay, cool. All right. Then that passes and we're done with that. All right. Conflicts of interest. Do we have conflicts of interest from any board member on the agenda for today? Hearing none, we assume we do not have that problem and we'll move on. C, welcoming to visiting barber and cosmetology students and instructors. Good morning. Nice to see you. You guys look like you might be people who actually do things and you're ready to work rather than being in the studying side of things. We appreciate you showing up today. Thank you. Now we're up to number 4, the executive director report. We will turn this over to Frank Magali and he'll run through this whole agenda series.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Thank you for having our 12th meeting of the year, which I'll talk more about in just a moment. But as always, I would like to start by sharing our good news. To begin, I would like to start by celebrating the members of this board. For the first time in many years, is my understanding, this board has conducted 12 full board meetings in the calendar year 2023. This is a huge achievement, and I can't thank each of you enough for taking the time out of your busy schedules to prepare for and attend these meetings. By committing to these monthly meetings, staff is able to ensure that cases and other important items continue to occur in a quality and timely manner. Additionally, earlier this month, So thank you, board members, from me and the staff for continuing to be committed to the board and that we continue to have these meetings. And I'm hoping to replicate that in 2024. Next up is a little bit about social media. Earlier this month, we have started our soiree into social media. We have created an Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Facebook page as a place to share information with licensees and the public. As I have shared throughout the last year, we have been battling a significant amount of misinformation on the various industry Facebook page. So therefore, in an effort to combat that in 2024, we will begin utilizing this page to share accurate and current updates and information. I just want to be clear with the board and the public that the use of social media will be to provide information to the public and our licensees. It will not be used as a complaint platform or as a place for us to solve the various licensee related issues. We do have our dedicated customer care team that can handle those issues. So please be sure to like and follow our Facebook page. And we had a soft launch this month, and we're going to go more aggressively at that in the month of January. BCB, the Barbering and Cosmetology Board, has had a lot of success to celebrate this year. We are preparing those details to share at the January board meeting. However, as I promised from day one to both the board and the staff, when we have things to celebrate, we would stop and celebrate. And last week, we did just that. The team was invited to an offsite after-hours holiday party. The event was catered by a barbecue place, and we were able to relax, celebrate, and enjoy each other in that non-work environment. And of course, because it's the holidays, we did have our traditional white elephant gift exchange, which garnered lots of laughs. Finally, I do need to stop and recognize by name each and every member of our BCB team. With our IT system transition that began on 12/4, I have never experienced more pride in a team than I have the last 10 days. This team has literally embraced and embodied my vision of this organization by providing quality and timely service through world-class customer care. So to start, from our customer care team, I have a huge amount of congratulations for Jessica and Teresa, who have fielded almost 800 phone calls since December 4th. Many of which who have been very unhappy and not kind to our staff. From our licensing team, I need to thank Susie, Lakeisha, Darnay, and Salipi. They have continued to process licenses in a quality and timely fashion. Many of them, because of the call volume, have stopped for an hour or two from issuing licenses to help out on the phones, and I cannot thank them enough. Next up, from our compliance team, Helen, Amelia, Carlos, Lisa, Kathy, Alex, and Keegan continue to learn a new system. Well, not a new system, but a new way of operating our inspections and investigations. They've done it with a smile on their face, and I cannot thank them enough. And finally, from our leadership team, I need to give kudos to the entire team, just as everybody else, Isabella, Heather, Rosa, Ray, and Carrie. For this entire team, there is no amount of praise worthy of them from the last 10 days. From the very bottom of my heart, thank you for living our vision and providing quality and timely service through world-class customer care, and specifically living our agency core values of integrity, communication, respect, teamwork, and innovation. So thank you, every member of our staff. Next up, I do have a quick staffing update. As you are all aware, Bruce Bueno did resign, and his last day with the agency was November 16th. That position has been posted and is open until filled. We had very high hopes, to be very transparent, we had very high hopes of conducting interviews this week for that position. And because of some of the IT system speed bumps that I'm going to talk about in a moment, we have had to hold off on conducting those interviews. But the overarching message for the board and the public is that the position is posted. Our business and finance administrator position has not been posted at this time. I am holding that one for now, and I have taken on those responsibilities for the interim period of time as I'm trying to understand where things are currently at, where there are any gaps, and then really do the full assessment to understand what the organization needs to move that work forward in the future. So more on that in future months. To that licensing system update, as a result of the state's cancellation of the Salesforce contract, on Monday, December 4th, our Barber IT system was consolidated to include Barbers. This was the culmination of more than a year of planning and coordination with the IT system provider. And unfortunately, even with the concerted and lengthy planning efforts, there have been speed bumps in go live. I promised you transparency, and this is me being transparent with all of you. As the days have gone by and we have done root cause analysis of the issues that we are seeing with the system since that transition on December 4th, I can comfortably say that 80% of the issues that we have faced were as the result of poor data from prior systems. And what I mean by that, as an example, though Arizona revised statute requires all licensees to provide social security numbers, this was inconsistently entered in the prior system. And as a result of this, barbers have found it difficult to create their accounts due to that missing information. We continue to work with licensees and prioritizing those who are due for renewal. And I believe we are at three during our, we have multiple meetings a day. During our 3:30 meeting with the IT system provider yesterday afternoon, we have identified a solution to this and we are hoping to have that into production, well, frankly, today, but I don't want to promise anything in the, but I can comfortably say in the coming days. As I mentioned, we do continue to meet with the IT provider multiple times a day to troubleshoot and solve the problems being encountered. I want to publicly apologize to the board and our licensees, and we appreciate your patience as we continue to work through and solve these speed bumps that we have encountered. Next up is our testing data, or excuse me, our wait a minute. I'm out of order here, I think. I don't know where my, there it is, our financial update for the month of November. In the month of November, our revenue was $308,137 and our expenses were $254,669. As a reminder, our Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Fund balance at the beginning of July 2023 was $15,370,065. And we ended November with a balance of $15,644,610. As I have been sharing each month leading up to this, this is a high renewal year. So we would expect that our revenues will far exceed our appropriation that we're allowed to expend, and therefore we should will likely see an increase in that board fund this year. Through November, which is 42% of the fiscal year, we are approximately 48 expended to our appropriation. And as a reminder, we had a couple of large IT system expenses right at the beginning of the year, which is skewing that percentage at this point. But it is coming. We're closing that gap just a little bit each month. Now for our testing data. Keep skipping a slide. That's what's happening. So we had 331 candidates test by way of written practical in the month of November with an 82% average passing rate. We had 620 candidates that have scheduled a date to test from December 12th all the way out to June 15th at this point. Of that, 274 of those are written practicals. Four of those are Cosmo, one aesthetics, and one barber in that Spanish written practical as we continue to track the priority or the demand, I should say, for that. And of that would be 346 theory tests. Next up is our licensing update for the month of November. We had 329 new exam applications. Of that, 198 of those were complete and approved in less than two business days, with 131 of those being incomplete, meaning those applicants were missing information on their application or they had taken their test and we have not yet received their results. On our establishment applications, we received 136. Of that, 108 were completed and approved and with an average turnaround time of eight business days. And we had 28 incomplete applications. For our reciprocity applications, we received 148. Of that, 98 were completed and approved in nine business days, with 50 of those remaining incomplete. So as you can see, we still remain well within target of the 14-day target that we have set. And I cannot thank the team enough to continue to marching towards improving that process to ensure our licensees are licensed in a quality and timely manner. Next up is our customer care team. In the month of November, we received 2,449 calls with an average wait time of 3 minutes and 54 seconds and an average handle time of 4 minutes and 58 seconds for a combined total of 8 minutes and 52 seconds, which is a full minute below the target of 10 minutes. Additionally, we received 459 inquiries to our email inbox, and those responses were done in less than 24 hours. I mentioned it a moment ago, but I'm going to say it again. The December numbers are not going to look like that, just based on the last 2 weeks. We do still have pretty good wait times overall. They're at about 7 minutes, but they are higher than 3.5, just to be transparent. For our compliance update, we received 91 consumer complaints. 48% of those are within our jurisdiction and have been assigned to an investigator. We conducted 250 inspections, which achieved those, and of that, 91% of those were compliant with the health and safety standards set by the board. And on top of that, we conducted 17 investigations. The investigations team did visit Rio Rico, Tubac, Flagstaff, Payson, and Wickenburg. Again, I'm going to continue to point out to the board that we are getting outside of our two major metropolitan areas so that folks are aware of that. By way of a quick rulemaking update, we are still at the same spot we were last month, that we are awaiting the governor's office approval to send it to the governor's regulatory review council. However, I did receive a response midday yesterday from the governor's office that we should have that approval in the next week. So we're still looking, might be the last GIRC meeting in January, but we're hopeful that we can still hit a GIRC meeting in January so that we can still march towards that March of 2024 rule implementation. Our next six meetings, again, we're remaining on the third Friday of each month as the board has instructed, or I shouldn't say instructed, but came to consensus on. Each of those meetings will be at 9 a.m. In front of each of you is a one pager with all of the meeting dates for 2024. You are welcome to take that with you. With that, I will turn it back to you, Mr. Chair.
Great. That's obviously very nice progress, and I totally agree with you about the staff. The staff has really risen to the occasion. We're very proud to be part of this and be connected to those guys. So we'll move now into the complaint review and consent agenda portion of our meeting today. And I think, where'd you go?
Right here.
Hey, this is strange having everybody in the line here. So Ms. Rosa, would you help us through this, please?
So for step 1A, application denials, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I have three applicants. Number one is 98598 Han T. Nguyen. He submitted a nail technology reciprocity application, and I would ask the board to deny a grant licensure upon acceptance of consent agreement to assess a civil penalty of $250 for working prior to obtaining a license or take other non-disciplinary actions.
Okay. Do we have a motion regarding this case, case 98598? First one in your view system, 1A.
I would move in case 98598 that we deny or grant licensure upon staff recommendations, deny or grant licensure upon acceptance of a consent agreement.
Second, Marshall Knox.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Marshall, you were agreeing?
Yes, I said aye.
Okay. All right. So unanimously, we agree to accept that.
And number 298618, then B. Nguyen, nail technology reciprocity applicant. I would ask the board to deny or grant licensure upon acceptance of consent agreement to assess a civil penalty of $250. For working prior to obtaining a license or take other.
Do we have a motion regarding case number 98618?
I would move that in case 98618, we accept staff recommendations to deny or grant licensure upon acceptance of a consent agreement to assess a civil penalty of $250 for working prior to obtaining a license.
A second.
Yeah, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimously, we accept that rule on 98618.
Number three, 98632, Trang Thi Lee, Nail Technology Reciprocity Applicant. I would ask the board to grant or deny the licensure upon acceptance of consent agreement to assess a civil penalty of $250 for working prior to obtaining a license or take other non-disciplinary actions.
Hey, do we have a motion?
I move that in case 98632, we accept staff recommendations to deny or grant licensure upon acceptance of a consent agreement to assess a civil penalty of $250 for working prior to obtaining a license.
A second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, we agree unanimously to accept staff recommendations on 98632.
Step 1B, recommendations for dismissals. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1B recommended dismissals have been reviewed according to board's parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary actions.
And Mr. Chair, you know that you can take those as a consent. You can take them all at once as a consent agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unless anyone wants to pull it.
Yeah. And does the board have any questions about any cases in 1B? Anything you'd like to hear more about? Anything you want to inquire about? All right. Hearing no inquiries related to 1B, do we have a motion regarding disposition of the cases in 1B?
I move that we accept staff recommendations recommended dismissals in Step 1B.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Yes. All right. Unanimously accept staff recommendations, all of 1B.
Step 1C, recommendations for non-disciplinary letters of concern. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1C recommended non-disciplinary letter of concerns have been reviewed according to board's parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary actions.
All right. Does the board have any questions about the cases in 1C? Anything you want to know more about? All right. Hearing no inquiries about 1C, do we have a motion regarding the cases in 1C?
I move that we accept staff recommendations in Step 1C for recommended non-disciplinary letter of concern.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? All right. Unanimously, we accept staff recommendations on 1C.
Step 1D, recommendations, informal interview with negotiation terms. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, all cases listed under Step 1D recommended for informal interview with negotiation terms have been reviewed according to board's parameters, and we would ask the board to consider staff recommendations or take other non-disciplinary actions.
Yeah, I have some questions about the first one, 98298. Can I have that reviewed, please? Do we have an investigator or someone?
Mr. Chairman, this is a turning point that would be for Mr. Keegan McConnell.
Would you mind? I'd like to hear more about this particular case. In reading it, I had some thoughts, and I was wondering where we were. Just if you wouldn't mind just describing the same thing that you turned in. And.
Yeah. I don't have it in front of me, but. So. I went to this location about a couple times. It was never open for me to go in there exactly. Yes. So I just basically went through my the GL suite, our database system, to check if like the student hours were logged in correctly. The last time they were logged in was last year, December of 2022. So that I can visually see throughout the database, but the actual inside the instructor licenses, I couldn't.
Right. And as I recall, you were there on like a Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
Two times during times that their catalog said they were open, that their posted times said they would should be open,
mm-hmm.
and yet they weren't open.
Yeah, the door was locked both times when I went up there.
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me. That's why I wanted clarification. Yeah. I was thinking how are we seeing that we in the catalog, it says they're open, on their webpage mm-hmm. says they're open, and yet you get there and they're not open.
Yeah, I mean, I went up there, the door was locked. So, and I tried seeing, it's all fully glass windows. I couldn't see anybody in there.
Nobody in there?
Mm-hmm.
And again, when you checked on their filing of the hours for their students, it had been a full year, exactly a year mm-hmm. since they had filed.
Yeah, the last documentation that was documented in the database was December, I think, 12th of 2022. Yeah,
your report was very good.
Oh, thank you.
I just read it and I thought, how can this be?
No.
None of those things made sense to me.
Well, and
where are we going with this case from this standpoint? Are you continuing to investigate?
It is in the, I mean, I can if need be.
I think there's certainly some mysteries here that would be interesting.
So, Mr. Chair, this is that opportunity since this would be coming before the board as a case in the coming months where you could ask the licensee those questions.
Yeah, so I was wondering, are we moving forward?
Yes, that's what the request of this whole section is, to move a case forward with the board.
Well, this one, when I read it, just didn't make any sense to me. I'm trying to figure out what I was reading. All right, good. And thank you for your
thank you.
And it was really well done.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, Rosa Rodriguez, we recommended to an informal interview without any options.
Yeah.
They have to appear because of the fact that every time Mr. McConnell went out there, they were never opened.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's going to go for an informal interview.
But this one also says or negotiation terms. Do we want this case to have negotiation terms or do we want?
Yeah, I'd like to see these people.
Yeah.
I'd like to have them sitting right there so we can have a little talk.
So should we remove
Can we single one this one out?
Agenda?
Do we have that ability to single this one out and eliminate the negotiation options and require presentation?
Since you've opened this one already and have been discussing it, you can make a motion with regard to this case.
All right. I make a motion on case number 98298 that we require a formal interview with the people involved in this as soon as we can get them in here because something's wrong.
I second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. On case number 98298, we require them to attend the next meeting so we can find out what they're doing. Let's deal with the rest of the cases. Are there any other cases that we have any questions about? All right. Hearing no inquiries, do we have a motion on disposition of these other cases?
I move that we take staff recommendations under step 1D for recommended informal interview or negotiation terms minus case 98298.
Beautiful.
Tracy Mayfield, I second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? All right, so we accept staff recommendations on all the cases with the exception of 98298. Okay, now we're at step 6. Where are we? Lost my clock.
9:36.
9:36. Are these times certain in 9:45 to move this forward? Is that what I'm reading here?
Yes, that's correct. You cannot take these items until 9:45.
All right, then we'll have a small recess until 9:45. So feel free to move about the cabinet. Case for home out is just they're just big.
I didn't hear my case number read. I just wanted to make sure that was
it. Yeah, we're just coming up to your case. We'll call you, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And for your patience. All right, then we'll come back into session. We're at item number 6. So I'd like to remind you that the board may go into executive session of the purpose of paying legal advice from the board's attorney on any of the agenda items under step 3 pursuant to ARS 38-431-03A and 3. Board may vote to go to executive session discussion, consider records exempt by law from public inspection, including the receipt and discussion of information or testimony that is confidential by state or federal or state or federal law on all agenda items under step three pursuant to ARS 38431.0382. In A, in that section, the review, discussion, possible action, barber, instructor, applicant pursuant to ARS 32323. So is that a case, Rosa?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, we do have our licensing specialist here to present that information to the board.
Good. And oh, there we are. There we go. Now we're in good hands.
Good morning, everyone. Mr. Bailey, members of the board, my name is Lakeisha Coleman. On November 1st, 2023, I received a reciprocity out-of-country application from Canada for Annika Leisky. In processing her application, I saw that she held a red seal and a journeyman's card. This was the first that I've seen in an application. I did contact Ms. Leisky to give me a little bit more information of what that meant. She did explain that the journeyman's card is for when they do apprenticeship, and then the red seal is when they actually go to school, do examinations on their license. So after verifying that information, I did look at our laws and rules, which are 10-105, does let us know that, one second. I'm not used to presenting, so sorry. Certification of hours, proof of graduation or licensure in another state for the United States or foreign country that shows a number of hours received in school, initial, final, and date of licensure. So, my goodness, I am nervous.
Doing great.
Oh my goodness. So Ms. Leisky's red seal did show that she did have an initial date for a licensure, but it did not have an expiration date. So my question today is, are we going to have Ms. Leisky do examinations to be licensed here? Or are we going to use her red seal as proof of licensure? And then we're going to go ahead and license her instead.
Okay. On the red seal you were discussing, that's something Canadian where they are indicating that she did pass her testing?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Any questions from the board? Any motion from the board? How do you guys feel?
So again, the journeyman's card is pretty much stating that they went to a salon, just like we do apprenticeship here, that they went to a school, they did 300, 200 hours, whatever is required.
In addition to,
and then the red seal means that they actually went to school, they did a full course, graduated, after doing passing examinations, and so they hold a journeyman's card in the red seal, which makes the license.
Miss Coleman, can you clarify the type of licensure she's requesting?
For hairstyling.
Hairstyling?
Yes.
Cosmetology hairstyling?
Yes.
As opposed to a barber license?
The hairstyling, the 1,000-hour hairstyling license versus the cosmetology license. So she's requesting reciprocity for a hairstylist license.
Yeah, her hairstylist.
Okay.
Did she work in Canada?
Yes. Yeah, so she's actually been licensed since 2007. So she's been working since 2007.
Oh.
And if you look on the paperwork, it'll show her issue date and when that journey's main card came in effect.
Okay.
Was there any way to check her records with Canada? Like, did she have any complaints against?
So when I looked up her journeyman's, her red seal, it did not show any violations, any of that nature, but you're actually able to verify. So this is the first out-of-country application. I was actually able to verify licensure.
Okay.
So most countries, they do not have any information for us to check. So she actually got her documents verified as well, that she did go to school. She completed that full course as well.
Okay.
And that verification was done through a third party.
Sure. All right. Any motions?
I move that we accept and give her reciprocity.
Do we have a second for that motion?
I second.
Second. All
right.
And that's going to be reciprocity through examination, or are we going to accept for licensure?
So except for licensure.
Okay.
Okay.
I still second.
So motion is second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Then we think you did a great job looking through this.
Thank you.
We'd like to issue her a license and let her go to work.
Thank you.
Wow. That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Section 7. We're going to now move into informal interviews, and we have a script for organizing that so we can make it clear what we're doing. As soon as we have time. Always time. All right, it is now 9:53 a.m. on December the 15th, 2023. This is a time and place scheduled for the board's review of cases scheduled for an informal interview pursuant to ARS 32573. My name is Board Chairman Gary Begley. The other board members will now introduce themselves and indicate whether they're a public member or a professional member.
Tracy Mayfield, professional.
Brandon McFadden, professional.
Trista Guzman Glover, public member.
Marshall.
Marshall Knox, vice chair, professional member.
Thank you. Also present is the board's executive director, Frank Magali, and the board's attorney, Elizabeth Campbell, from the Attorney General's office. When your case is called, unmute your phone by pressing star 6. Please be aware that we have read all the materials submitted. In order to give everyone the same opportunity to address the board, we ask that those speaking not take time to repeat information the board's already received. You and your legal counsel, if applicable, collectively will be given time to address the board equal to the time it took to present the investigative report, or 5 minutes, whichever is greater. The board has a civility policy and requests that all participants conduct themselves in a professional manner. Once the board concludes this discussion with the parties, it will move into deliberations. While the parties are free to stay and listen to the deliberations, we ask that you respect the fact we are now discussing a case amongst ourselves and request you not interrupt that process. At this point, I'd like to swear in the board staff. The staff will be testifying today. Will the following compliance team members please stand and raise your right hand? Rosa Rodriguez, Helen Bordelon, Lisa Chavez, Keegan McConnell, Alexander Hill, and Kathy Bergeron. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, Rosa Rodriguez.
Thank you.
I do, Alexander Hill.
I do, Helen Bordelon.
I do, Lisa Chavez.
I do, Kathy Bergeron.
I do, Keegan McConnell.
Thank you all. Before we begin, I want to advise everyone this process is being recorded. Accordingly, it is important that everyone speaks loudly and clearly, and that only one person speaks at a time. To ensure we have an accurate record, please say your name each time before you speak. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case and to decide the outcome. The licensees have received a notice informing them of the matters to be discussed today, the process for the interview, and the possible actions the board may take. All right. So in the informal interview, we'll first hear from our staff, go through that, have the board review that question group with the staff, and then we'll come to the licensee and ask questions of the licensee or their counsel as it comes forward. So our first case would be case number 98512 without negotiation options. Mirabella Studio 256, SCOS 26253, Kathleen Hamilton, license number 11001820. Is anyone present from that case?
Mr. Chair, it does look like there is a signed consent agreement.
There is a signed consent agreement on that?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, on this case, it was recommended for them to appear. So I did talk to Ms. Kelping, and she said she was going to be calling in.
She's going to be calling in?
Yes, and Ms. Helen Bordelon will be presenting the case.
Okay, Helen. All right, so Kathleen Hamilton, if you're on the phone, would you press star 6 so that you can unmute your phone and let us know you're there? Did she know the time?
Yes.
Kathleen Hamilton, star six, please. All right, well, hearing no response, I move that this case be moved to a formal hearing, case number 98512, unless the parties involved, Ms. Hamilton, can reach agreement on the consent agreement they were provided before the formal hearing.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
So there's already, it looks like there was, in anticipation of this meeting, board staff's going to correct me if I'm wrong, there was a consent agreement signed.
So we have a consent agreement and they agreed to appear both?
Well, there was an investigation that happened that showed that there were issues again. So that's why we asked.
Okay.
After the
second time.
Okay, that's why we asked.
So this is not a consent agreement resolving this case. It's a consent agreement that she violated from her previous order?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm in the same position. So I'm also trying to figure it out. All right. So there's the consent agreement.
She signed it. I think it was like maybe close to a year ago, we had this case, and then there, upon random inspection, they found issues again.
Additional violations.
And they brought it to the board and asked what we would like to do with it. And we asked her to come in.
Okay.
Which is why we had no negotiation options for the new one.
Sure.
For the violation of the
That makes sense.
Agreement.
All right. So then, is our best disposition to go to formal hearing at this stage? Okay. I thought, okay. So anyway, I have a motion on the table to move this to formal hearing.
I second.
The motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? All right. So case number 98512 moves to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can reach agreement with the consent agreement before that. All right. Our next case is case number 98263, Angelita Vejos, license number 11502186. Is licensee present?
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, she did contact me and state that she had to continue the case.
Continue the case?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to run through these? I mean, I think I missed that section.
Yes,
where you tell me what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. So number one, continued. Two will be attending, three attending, four attending, number five negotiated, six. I would like to ask the board if you could combine number six and number 10. They're kind of together and they will be attending both. Number seven attending, eight attending, number nine attending, number 10 attending, 11 negotiated, 12 is attending, 13 is unresolved, and 14 continued.
Continued?
Yes, sir.
All right. So then we just moved to case number 98264, Melia Aguina. I'm sure I pronounced the incorrectly. License 11600609. Are you present? Star six to unmute your phone. Case number 98264. If anyone's here from that case, would you either come forward or unmute your phone and acknowledge you're here? All right, hearing no response.
This is Maeli.
I'm sorry.
Good morning. This is Maeli. I couldn't unmute myself. I'm sorry.
I understand that. Electronic stuff makes me crazy too. All right. So thank you for calling in. I'd like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give today will be the truth and the whole truth?
I do.
Okay, and then restate your name, please.
Maeli Aguina.
Very pretty, thank you. Ms. Bergeron is going to explain the case to us, and then we'll ask her questions, then we'll come back to you and ask you questions, okay?
Okay.
Ms. Bergeron.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Begley and members of the board. My name is Kathy Bergeron. On May 11th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of Lita's Chromatic Cuts Incorporated. I spoke with Malia During the inspection, I identified the following violations. I found no sanitation issues, but I did find working in an unlicensed establishment. As of December 11th, 2023, I verified that there is still no establishment license on the board database. I provided the licensee with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Right. So to reiterate, the place was fine, but the paperwork was not.
Exactly.
And was she working there or was it her salon?
She was working there.
In someone else's.
Exactly.
Salon. Okay. In someone else's salon. Oh, okay. I see. And is this a carryover from last month? Are these the same thing? Or is this new?
No.
Oh, this is new. All right. So today we're dealing with. Oh, I see. The first one. Okay. I see where we are. Okay. All right. So we're only dealing with the second part of this, the person working in the unlicensed salon. All right. So Miss Aguina, how did you pronounce your last name?
Aguina.
Aguina. Miss Aguina, have you reviewed this complaint and you understand what we're talking about here today?
Yes, the establishment didn't have the proper license. Is that correct?
Yes. And your part of course is that you were working there. Do you have any information you'd like to provide to us?
I don't. My friend was supposed to be here today, but she wasn't able to. But she did tell me that she already has the establishment license in place and everything.
Yeah, actually, I can check, but I believe that we've established that she doesn't. Is that correct? Yeah, according to our investigator at this point, the license is not in force. If you might want to talk.
Gotcha. I wasn't aware that it wasn't established. I was working there, but to be honest, I didn't know.
Okay. All right. And in this case, we're dealing with just that point. She is working there in a licensed place.
And are you still working at this place?
I am, yes.
Any other questions from the board? Okay. You recognize the problem is that the facility is still not licensed, even though she told you it was. I mean, she's probably trying to, I assume. But at this stage, we don't have that. So you can't actually legally work there because it isn't legally licensed. Does that make sense to you?
That makes sense, yes.
Okay. And it is your friend, so perhaps you can help her understand this.
Yes, and I know she has been working on it. She did have a really bad car accident. Mm. And that's the reason why she's not here today. But yes, I will let her know.
Okay. All right. So we're going to deliberate about this now. So you're welcome to listen if you'd like to, but we have all the information that we think we need.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Does the board have thought about this case?
Yeah, I move that we adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law.
Yeah, I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? All right, then unanimously agree this happened and it's a problem. So how about an order of discipline in this matter?
I move to offer a consent agreement for $50 civil penalty. If not signed within 30 days, move to formal hearing.
Okay.
And
they're also asking for board costs and a 12-month probation.
Plus 12 months probation.
Okay. All right. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Any opposed?
Nay.
All right. I have one nay and the rest are ayes. All right. By majority, unfortunately, we're in a position where we need to fine you from this. And we also have a problem that you acknowledged you're still working in an unlicensed salon, which you know to be illegal. This is very important that you get this taken care of. And I know it's not you doing it, but it's important that you are not a party to committing a crime intentionally. You understand that?
Yes, sir, I understand. So now okay. I have to pay the fine and then not work there, correct?
That would be the best solution. Help, you know, help your friend or whatever you need to do to get this done. It's not that hard. Just solve it.
Okay.
All right, you'll get a letter about this in the mail. But Ian, it's a probationary thing for you, so we need not to have you in the same situation again, please.
Got it. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Hope you have a better day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Our next case is case number 98313, Amanda Salsky. License 1150-1833. Is Amanda present? Star 6 if you're on the phone.
Yes, I'm present.
All right, Amanda. I need to swear you in for this case. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give today will be the truth and the whole truth?
Yes.
And then state your name again, please.
Amanda Skalski.
Thank you. I'm going to have Ms. Bordelon review this case for us. We'll ask her questions and we'll come back to you. Have you add whatever you'd like to and ask you questions, okay?
Okay.
Ms. Bordelon.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On June 8th, 2023, I went to Elevate Hair Studio located in Sierra Vista, Arizona. The establishment was open and operating without an establishment license, according to the board's database. During the inspection, I found two licensees were prepared or performing services at the time, also performing services in an unlicensed establishment. On June 23rd of 2023, the salon did receive a establishment license, and it is good until June 23rd of 2024.
Okay. And Ms. Sowski is the owner?
Correct.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for our investigator? Okay, Ms. Sowski, can you, you've reviewed this, of course, because of the fact you called in. Do you feel you understand the complaint against you?
Yes, absolutely. I definitely understand the issue that is
okay.
at hand.
Tell us about it, would you please?
I definitely did not understand as far as like the printing of everything. And I did get a payment put in February for the establishment license. I just never received the paperwork because we did move location. So I knew it was like a different form, I guess I had to fill out because we moved our location. So it was like a change of address thing. And I guess I was definitely unaware, and that's my fault that we have to print everything out now. So I just was like waiting in the mail for a thing. So I never understood that I wasn't actually approved at that point. So I didn't think to like look into it any further with you guys. I was just kind of like waiting for my stuff in the mail. And of course, like I said, it's my fault I didn't check up on it. But I just kind of was like, well, during COVID and all that crazy stuff, I just figured it was continuing to be, you know, a long time before things kind of got flipped in the mail.
Okay. Thank you. Does the board have any questions, Ms. Sowski? Would this have been, for clarification, would this have been done during the software that was a two-step dance software? Oh.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, yes.
Okay. So we recognize how you got confused. Our old software, you applied, put your money in, it looked like you were done, but then we sent you another email under another name. And you had to know that was us, even though it had our not have our name on it. So we recognize that we contributed to this difficulty. Sorry, we did that. We fixed it since then.
Okay. So. No, that's, I appreciate the under, like, I thought I was kind of slightly going crazy because I'm not great at always checking my email myself, but I was just like, I don't understand what's happening. So
that makes sense. That makes sense. Does the board have any other questions regarding this case? Do we have a motion regarding this case?
I move that we adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law.
Okay. I second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Anyone opposed?
I move that we issue a disciplinary letter of concern.
Well, the first step, we have to read something that happened. But you're right. I agree with you.
Oh. Wait, what?
We were doing the first step.
Oh, the discussion.
Yeah. Well, we were doing the first step. Did we have a crime here? Did this really happen?
Yeah, we did. We said aye.
Okay. So everybody's good. So then we have the motion. Well, I was looking at you. I didn't see it.
Oh.
So.
Yes. So I said aye for finding the facts.
For clarification, we passed the first motion. Now we have a new motion to issue a disciplinary letter of concern. All right. And do we have a second for that?
I second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Does anyone oppose that? All right. So unanimously, we agree that we're going to issue a disciplinary letter of concern and it will be no fine. We appreciate that you were trying to do a good job. We're sorry we contributed to it being difficult, but we have fixed it and we won't be together doing this again. Okay. That makes sense to you, Ms. Sowski?
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for being responsible. We're trying to do a good job. You're trying to do a good job. Let's take care of the public. We'll be all right. Thank you.
Perfect. All
right. Thanks, you'll get a letter about this, but that's all there is to it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Next case, number 98315, Amanda Robinson, license 11202355. Is Ms. Robinson present on the phone, star six? Star six, if you're on the phones, you can unmute so we can know that you're there. Amanda Robinson, case number 98315. Okay, hearing no response, I move that case number 98315 be moved to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come to terms on the consent agreement before the formal agreement hearing.
Can I have a question?
I was going to say I have a question too.
Of course.
Well, just this, it looks like it's the employee of our last case.
Do what?
It looks like she's the employee of the studio or the unlicensed establishment for this one.
Sowski?
Yes, and she doesn't look like she was unlicensed herself. She was just working at Elevate Hair, which was the one that we just talked about.
No, that makes sense to me. But if they don't respond or comply, I don't have a lot of choices.
Aren't we able to?
No, it's just an invitation. And by not showing up, they've declined the invitation. So the board's option is to move.
I thought we had done that before.
There we
go. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but that's.
I just felt like previously we had done it, but.
Yeah, it seems aggressive.
We just went really quickly through all of those once when it happened. There were like eight of them in a row.
If she had been here, we'd done something. Yeah. All right. So anyway, back on case 98315, I move that it be taken to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come to agreement on the compliance agreement or consent agreement as it was presented before this comes up.
Second.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Thank you. Yeah, so let's get something out here and tell her this is important. All right, next case up will be the one that's combined between cases is number 6 and number 10. Our case number 98462. Get Tan Nguyen, license 50700565. The new owner of Herbal Nails and Spa. And also case number 98387, Herbal Nails and Spa Santan, a license number SAES 23495, Herbal Nails and Spa by Santan LLC owner, Fong Doc Dan Ho member, and Tan Dan Vu, 52100393.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, for the record, we do have an LLC representation attestation on file for this case.
Okay. So are they present? Is that you guys? Would you come forward, please? Okay. That was just waiting to do something. That's crazy to be on the phone with hearing.
You can sit there.
Yeah, just right there.
Thank you.
All right, so before you get settled, we want to swear you in. Okay. Do you swear testimonies you give today will be truthful?
Yes.
And then state your names.
Kit Nguyen.
Okay.
Don Vu.
Don Vu. Yes. Please have a seat.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley and members of the board. My name is Alexandra Hill. On June 12, 2023, the board office received an anonymous online complaint alleging that she received an eyelash extension service at Herbal Nails and Spa by Santan, located at 2745 South Bell Vista Drive, Suite 104 in Gilbert, Arizona. During the service, the technician applied glue to remover to loosen the lashes, and the glue was only supposed to be left on for 5 minutes, but was left on for 45. The result was that the complainant got glue in their eye and had to flush it out for 3 minutes. On August 9th, 2023, I went to Herbal Nails and Spa by Santan to speak with a manager or owner regarding the complaint received by the board office. I spoke with the manager, Ken, he goes by Ken, Kiet Tan Nguyen. Ken said he was not aware of the complaint because the complaint was toward the previous owner. New ownership had taken over the establishment on August 1st of 2023. Everything in the lash and waxing room was left over from the previous owner, and he was not using that room until he could find an esthetician to hire. He sent in an application to the Barbering and Cosmetology Board for his new establishment and changed the establishment name to Herbal Nail and Spa. After the interview, I explained to Ken that I would be conducting an inspection of the establishment as part of the investigation. During the inspection, I identified the following violations. Display of establishment license numbers SNT18938 and SAES20507 for VKL LLC with an expiration date of December 27th, 2019. Change of ownership and operating establishment without applying for new salon licenses or notifying the board within 10 days. Manager Ken was set up at a manicure station and performing services on a client when I walked into the establishment. The cart used for eyelash services had uncovered eyelash extensions, uncovered disposable eyelash brushes, uncovered cotton pads, and uncovered cotton swabs. Multiple eyelash products without ingredients listed or manufacturer's instructions. You will see the photographs attached to this report. As of December 14th, 2023, there has been no establishment application submitted for Herbal Nail and Spa. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address them.
Does the board have any questions?
Tracy Mayfield, can the new owner, he was performing services and he is unlicensed as well, or?
Mr. Ken Kiet Tan Nguyen, he is licensed. The issue was that ownership had changed and there had not been a new license applied for the new establishment, as well as not notifying the board.
Okay, so the unlicensed was the establishment. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions by the board or our investigator? Okay.
I have a question.
Gentlemen, excuse me.
My name is Kit Nguyen, but I am an employee, worker. The owner is the one that applied for a skateboard license and a business license right here. And that way I don't know anything about that.
So the owner. You're showing us something that says that the owner applied for a license and you currently have it?
But not me. I'm not the owner.
But not you. But yes. You're an employee.
She's here right here.
That's your owner.
The owner, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is she on this complaint?
And that way I can answer anything question.
Okay, hang on. So on the complaint, we have the LLC, of course. Uh-huh. So the new owner, what is the new owner's name?
Heng Lee. He's a license right here, business right here, and license the state board right here too, so.
Is that how you understand it, that this other person now is the owner?
I'm sorry, can?
I'm trying to figure out, this other person he's calling an owner, is that really the owner?
At the time of the investigation, Ken was the only employee in the salon for me to speak with.
Okay.
And he was the one who informed me of the change of ownership.
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, that day she come over and she showed me a complaint document on investigation, so.
Okay.
She want to take a picture. I said, okay, go ahead and take a picture, whatever, you like.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
Take my license, you know, my take board license, I don't know what happened. Gotta keep the paperwork to the owner.
Okay, is that Ms. Vu?
No, that
Ms. Lee.
Lee, that new owner.
The new owner?
Yeah, the one
The third owner?
Vu with the favorite owner.
Did he identify himself as the new owner or just said there was a new owner?
He said new ownership took over on August 1st of 2023.
Yeah, Lee is new owner.
Okay.
Okay.
And favorite owner right here.
This is the previous.
An employee.
That's fine.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. All right. So you used to own the place and then you sold it to her. That seems simple. All right.
So which case are we looking at now? Owner, new owner.
And that's why you ship a document and say that I'm a new owner and stuff. I don't know what happened.
And then employee and then new owner.
Okay. All right. You can sit now.
I sit down right here?
Just sit.
Oh.
Just sit and then be quiet.
Stay over there?
No, just sit right there.
Okay.
There you are. Sit right there. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you've done so far.
And so the issue though is Mr. Nguyen has been noticed as the owner of Herbal Nails and Spa. So, but not as the licensee. So the issue, so it would appear, so number six.
Yeah.
Nguyen, new owner. So I'm guessing that 507-00565 is the establishment license.
That's his personal license.
That's his personal license. Okay.
Yeah, I don't see Miss Lee on here anywhere. It seems like she would have a little bit of something to this. Did we know about Miss Lee?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, as of December 14th, 2023, there's been no new establishment application submitted for Herbal Nail and Spa.
Okay, there's no new license for the facility.
Correct.
There is no current license.
Correct.
Okay. And Mr. Chair, members of the board, I would add, let me just confirm here, that the existing license expires today.
The existing
license? The previous ownership's license expires today.
Okay. Your license. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so we obviously have a problem that when you sell a business, you have to notify us within 10 days. Okay, that's a fact.
Yes. So when I bought a business from the week, the CSC, when see in the investigation from the previous owner, like VK LLC, license, okay. When I take over since 2021 or something.
Okay.
So I applied for two licenses but I hung on there on the physical license on business, right?
Okay.
When I sold the business to new ownership for Hank Lee on August 1st, before that, I helped her to, told her apply for new license for business.